Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Wayne?
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Roger calling you from Elite Website. How are you? How are you doing
Good,
today?
how are you?
I'm doing
Good.
great. Well, I wanted to have a favor from you, Wayne. There was a client, they wanted to create a restaurant website, right? So while talking to that client, mistakenly, we shared that, we recently onboard, a client from Canada, right? So
Yeah, okay.
he was asking that if I can share your contact details for confirmation. So can I do that?
You have already shared, my friend. First of all, why you did so?
You
You have
received the
already
call?
shared. Yeah.
I guess
So
Josh
first
did
thing
that.
that you went against the privacy is like why you have shared my idea, my phone number with everybody. Okay. The second thing, the guy has already checked on and your address for the Elite and the United States is on a store back. They
Yes.
have checked that one, so it's a doubt on your company, like how you exist inside a Starbucks, my friend.
All right. So did you explain him that we are right the company, we are the right company?
I was at work. Somebody has called me, and he mentioned, "Are you working with Elite?" I said, "Who is Elite?" No, I have another business. No, I don't work for anybody. Then he said that somebody has shared your information, that their website, that their office is inside the store back. I
Then
said, I was at work. I said, "Yes, that's true. I started a project with them. I knew. Yeah, we checked on the website. They don't have an existence. I hope it's not fraud."
all right,
So.
perfect. Well, you
But
said
I
you
don't know, like, a question
well.
now from you, Mr. Rogers. How come you put a Starbucks in your address?
Starbucks is not in our address. It's right in front of our office, all right? Yeah. If you check it
Where
out,
is your office?
yeah, if you want, I can show you our office on Google. Yeah, that's
Okay,
where it's
anyway,
from.
what's the update on my project?
We'll have you updated. Can you do me a favor? Like, can you call that client and tell them that you were a bit confused, right? And we are the right guy.
I don't know. I cannot call him, my friend. I cannot call him. He just called me from an unknown number and just telling me. And I said, yeah, I told him that I have given a deposit to them. They are working and they mentioned face by face, and I'm not sure that how they are. I don't have an idea about them. I just found through internet. Then he told me that I have did a research. Their office is in Starbucks. So he told me that they are going to be a fraud. I said, I don't know. Now I have paid them and I'm waiting for their feedback. And I know if somebody's doing fraud, so how can I defeat myself? And he said, okay, thank you. And that's it.
All right,
So
well.
first of all, you guys did the wrong thing without taking my concern. How did you share my information?
See, I was not informed.
So
I guess Josh did that, and that is why I was
if your guess is what happens if tomorrow you guys how can I think, even if you make my website, how can I think it's secure with you guys? There is information of the customer, there is information of my company, there would be information, lots of information there. So how can we secure it?
because we will provide you with on your server. We not hold any website hostage. As soon as the website is completed, we deploy them on the client server and provide them the access to the cPanel so that they can only operate it or they can only have the access to that. All right, I guess
Okay, fine.
we explained that
So,
to you already. Well, actually you would have cooperated with us, and I would say this way.
how would have I cooperate you, my friend? Without
See,
my permission, you
it's
shared
all
my
right. It's all
information.
right. Yeah, I'm pretty much wrong here. We should have asked you previous sharing that, but I would say it's just a human error. Josh, in the
I
morning,
hope this error doesn't.
I just saw the email from Josh, right? In morning, he told me to, request this from you because he wanted to share your contact number. So, maybe it's my fault that I called you late today to do this confirmation. That is why it all happened. But in first place, you if you would have trust issue with us, you wouldn't have signed up with us, all right? You paid a certain amount to us. We provided you the contract. That means you were satisfied with, in terms of trust. Now,
so for us, it's like we go ahead. Even I told that guy, I said, I don't know about their background. So I just paid them my deposit, and they started my project. And I don't have much information about their company. I have never experienced anything before. That's something that I have told them, to be honest.
All right, Wayne, I'm going to let you go now, all right?
Okay, so
Isaac,
what's the update
you
on my project?
Isaac will call you, and he will have you updated later today on
when?
Your project. Probably after
okay,
30 minutes.
Ahead.
Yeah, after 30 minutes,
okay.
Maybe. All right?
Okay, I'm waiting for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.